Well, it's Tuesday morning, just before 8 o'clock, and Mick is here from Montague Webworks. Mick, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Kevin. How are you?
I think I'm okay. We're on this little mission of ours.
That's right. We got a little schooling going on here.
It's not... We shouldn't be afraid to learn something new every day, should we?
No, we shouldn't be. You should always eagerly search for something new to learn about or whatever. You know, it's good. That's what humans do, right? So we're here for you here at the Montague Webworks Weekly Website of the Week show.
Okay, what are you going to school us on this week?
Well, the last couple of weeks were about having a website more than just having a Facebook page or Instagram or whatever, and some people seem to be leaning that direction, and that's not good for all the reasons that we talked about then. And getting started to make sure that your website is properly set up with page titles and site titles and optimizing your content, because that's generally what is copied into the indexes of all the search engines. So you want to make sure that that's clean.
Mm-hmm.
Next is getting listed. So we're going to talk about how you get listed at Google. And we'll also talk about, in other episodes, how to get listed at Bing and all the others. But Google really is the 500-pound gorilla, and you can't ignore Google. So getting into their search indexes is actually really easy to do.
Really?
And you should first find out whether or not you're already indexed. And the first step is to go to Google and type in your business name and see what happens.
Okay.
If your business is listed, you'll see this little box on the right-hand side. If you're doing it on a laptop, then I suggest doing these kind of checks are best doing it on some kind of a desktop or laptop.
Mm-hmm.
And on the right side, you'll see what they call an information map. It's got some photos about the business, the name, the phone number, the hours of operation. If that space is blank, then you're probably not in their indexes. You should go and start working on that.
Mm-hmm.
In order to set up anything with Google, they want you to have a Gmail address. That is sort of the core nugget. They've got all kinds of free services that they offer. My business, which is tied to maps, analytics.
And it's got to be Gmail.
I suppose you could set up an account with a different one, but it's good to keep this kind of stuff separate and not like a goofy name, like it should be your business name. So just in case you start to use that Gmail address for your business,
yep,
then it makes sense. And anyway, you're going to want to claim that, much like you would claim a domain name, just so that no one else uses your business name at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
The core of search for Google as of late, and they're moving more and more in this direction, is your Google My Business record, and that's their product. It's called My Business.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go and create one. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to Google Maps by going to maps.google.com,
mm-hmm.
Zooming in on the map to see whether or not your business is already listed with the little one of those little pin markers. And if not, click on Send Feedback. You'll get a pop-up. So you can do that right there. Make sure you're signed in, and then there's a link there to add a new business. But that's how you get in. So if it's a brand new listing, they're going to want to verify your phone number and your street address, where they'll send you a postcard.
Gotcha. Like it or not, Google is the master, and you just like have to play along with the game sometimes.
You got to play along with the game, but it's in your interest. And this whole thing here may take you 15 minutes if you sort of concentrate on it and do it. Maybe it'll take you, you know, a half an hour, but it's absolutely worth it because it's the gateway to getting your business into Google and getting your website indexed.
Gotcha.
Because you're supplying your website address to them, and now they know to go and index it.
Mick is from Montague Webworks. Remember, Montague Webworks, talking about websites, part of our 30% off store, right, Mick? You can get gift certificates at that discount.
Well, that's right, 30% off, and we can help you with this. We'll sit down with you. You buy one certificate at 30% off, and we'll sit down with you, and we'll set up all the stuff for you, and then hand it to you so you can take it over from there.
Or you can wait for the next lesson coming up 1 week from right now.
From this moment.
Have a great day, Mick.
You too.
It's Bear Country 95.3.